Welcome to the Bruce Siskey Show. Interact with the show on social media. Tell us what you think and learn about upcoming guests. Follow Bruce Siskey Show on Twitter.
That's my bad. I was sending a tweet.
Visit KDAL610.com to stream the show or catch it on the 610 KDAL mobile app. Free from iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your apps.
And the truth shall set you free.
Thanks for listening to the Bruce Siskey Show on 610 and FM 103.9 KDAL.
Sitting on a Wednesday morning here, October 5th, 2022, Bruce Siskey Show on KDAL. Lots to get to in the next hour. We'll continue our NCHC season previews. North Dakota head man Brad Berry. We taped that at Media Day a couple of weeks ago. You'll hear it at about 10:35. But joining us now, ahead of her team's home opener at Amsoil Arena this weekend, we'll talk to the one of the captains of the UMD women's hockey team, Gabby Hughes. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How was the road trip? Have you been to Lake Placid before in your hockey career?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there a couple of times for me, but also my brothers. The road trip was so fun, and we were so lucky to go to Lake Placid for a couple of days and enjoy the scenery. It was the perfect time of year in fall. The leaves were changing. It was really fun.
I said, this is your fifth year. So you've done this dance before, but this is the first time that you guys have gone on this long of a road trip right at the outset of a season. I know you've got a lot of players you played together with for a long time. You know them very well, but every team's a little different. From your perspective as an athlete, how valuable is this trip? Just the bonding you guys are able to do coming together in that regard, along with playing some pretty good hockey while you're out there.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, it was a great way to start off our season. To come home with four wins out of playing four games in 8 days is huge, and they were top teams that we were playing against, so it was super fun. And also the bonding that we got out of it, getting the younger girls to get out of their shell. They really didn't have any other choice than to hang out with us every single day for that whole entire time we were out there. So it was really great to just get to know everybody, get our team to gel a little bit more, and get to know each other on a different level than just on the ice. So I think it was very beneficial for both on and off the ice, and leading us into the home opener with four wins is obviously super huge.
Gabby, I know you guys badly wanted to win the big prize at the end of last season, and Ohio State got that one, beating you 3-2 in the national championship game. But take me through the experience of being to another Frozen Four with this group, and then I know the team thing is so much more to you than the individual, but just being a part of the Patty Kaz deal the following weekend and getting to get together one more time with your group at Mulaski Stadium for that celebration.
Yeah, I think for the national championship, just being in the Frozen Four is obviously a huge, huge deal for our program, but to make it to the national championship game was such an experience for all of us. We've got such a close team, and that's been some of our dreams since we came in as freshman year. So to make it to that point was obviously super big for all of us. We didn't come out with a win, but just having that experience is something that not a lot of people get to do. So not taking that for granted was something that we did, and enjoying every moment of that. And I think getting a little revenge this year and getting back there when it's on our home ice is something that's going to motivate us all season long.
Go ahead.
With the Patty Kaz, it's obviously a huge, huge honor to just be in that player pool and to be on that kind of stage. Obviously, I could not have gotten there without my teammates. So when we were at Mulaski Stadium, having all of them by my side through that whole process was so important and so special to me. Obviously, wish I could go back and relive all that. It went by so fast, and be back in that boat was obviously something that I would want to get back to.
Talking to UMD Women's Hockey fifth year tri-captain Gabby Hughes. So let's talk about the hockey that you guys have played so far. And you've had some different line mates, you know, with you. You lose your two line mates from last year. Anna Klein and Elizabeth Jaguar both have turned pro and moved on from college hockey. You know, what's this been like? You know, you've had some different line mates and trying to find that right chemistry as the season gets cranked up.
Yeah, it's super fun, honestly, just getting to know different players on the team. I played with Anna Klein all 4 years of my college career that I've been here, so playing with other people is super fun, and getting to know other people is something that I'm new to. I was lucky enough to have Kleiner and know her super well, like the back of my hand, so getting to know new players is super fun, but we're just trying to find those connections and who's gelling and who's not, so going through that process is it can be difficult to have a new line mate, but it's super fun getting to know different players.
Gabby, your coaches thought that Penn State game was the best. Naturally, it's the one game I didn't get to watch out of the four that you played out East. Tell me, what'd you guys think of how you played as that week, as that road trip went on? Because it does sound like that Penn State game went awfully well for you.
Yeah, I definitely think just getting into our groove and it always takes a little bit of time and you want to come out hot your first couple series, but it took us a couple games to get into our groove, and I think we learned a lot from our three games prior to Penn State, and we kind of figured it out and got to know each other a little bit more and the style of hockey we wanted to play and identify ourselves as, and we really owned that and tried to identify that during the Penn State game, and I think that's a huge reason why we came out so strong for that series.
Tell me about having Ashton Bell back on that blue line, and not just Ashton, but Laura Bellamy pointed out, we had her on yesterday, and it's a great point that I honestly didn't spend enough time talking about this. You guys went to the national championship game. You didn't have Ashton Bell the entire season. You didn't have Maggie Flaherty, your other top pair defenseman, for a good chunk of the second half of the season. She missed the entire postseason run, and you guys still got to the national championship game. Now they're both back, and they're back together playing. What's it been like seeing those two get reunited, and it sounds like they picked up right where they left off?
Yeah, it's so fun watching those two play together. They love playing with each other, and the chemistry that they have and the way that they read off each other on the ice is just so fun to watch. And Ashton Bell is just such an unbelievable leader. To have her back in the leadership group is huge for the program and our team. So having those two on the blue line, they're very offensive-minded. It's so fun to just see what they create in the offensive zone and how they get out of the D zone so quick. So just the way that they gel and work together, it's super fun to watch.
Did you get a good look at Maggie's shot that beat St. Lawrence in overtime?
Oh, yes, I did. It was unbelievable.
That was the camera. I told Laura, I said the camera was in the absolute perfect spot watching that on the ESPN Plus stream. It was, you couldn't have put a camera in a better position to pick up that shot. The corner she picked, and my goodness, it was perfect.
It was beautiful. It was perfect.
Does she do that a lot in practice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a sniper.
How important, from your perspective as a forward, how important is that to have defensemen? Because Maggie's always had this ability to get pucks through to the net. Not just that puck going low to high and getting a shot off, but she gets it through so often.
Yep. It's so important. I mean, as forward, you work to get those pucks up to the D to create that space in the offensive zone. And when they get that through, I think Maggie has such a niche for that. She always finds a way to get it to net, and Some of the time she always finds a way to get it in the net as well. So just her ability to do that from the blue line, and it's like having five offensive players in the O zone rather than three forwards and 2D. So her ability to get that puck through is super huge for offensive attack.
We're talking to UMD fifth-year center Gabby Hughes, home opener versus Minnesota State Friday at Amsoil. So you're a fifth year now, but you were a sophomore before. You were a freshman before. You've come through this program, and you know the work that goes into freshman to sophomore year and making sure that you're ready to go to make a good jump. Gabby Krause, from last year, the start of last year, to where she is right now, how cool is that for you guys to see that every day, the progress that she continues to make?
It's so awesome. I mean, coming in preseason, you can, and she's one of those kids, when she came in right away off the hop, you could tell she got after it this summer and really focused in on her playing ability and getting to the spot that she wanted to be, and just seeing her work pay off for her in the games and now as the season gets going, I can only imagine where she's gonna go from here. Her growth has been unbelievable, and I think she's gonna be such a key player for this year, not only this year, but years to come as well.
Gabby, where were you when you found out that Emma Soderberg was going to return for a fifth year?
Oh my goodness. I was at home, I'm pretty sure. She was out in Sweden, and she was taking some time at home to figure out, and she came back, and immediately when she got back, she said she was going to stay, and that was huge for all of us. I mean, growing into the college career with her as a freshman with me and hoping that she would stay was something that we all wanted. She's obviously a key player, but also a part of our family, so having her back for another year is just so key to the camaraderie of our team and how we gel, because she's just such a sweetheart and a good teammate.
One of the cool things with this program over the years is the number of players that have been sent to, turned out into national team programs. And anytime there's an Olympics or a World Championships, there's always a UMD flavor to it. So I'm going to guess you saw a little bit of the World Championships. I'm going to guess you saw a little bit of the Olympics. How cool was it to see Emma play the way that she did for Team Sweden, both in the Worlds and the Olympics?
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. It's so fun to watch. Not only teammates, but your friends be on that stage, something that they've been chasing after their whole entire lives. And to see them out there, not only just being there, but to playing to their full ability and absolutely killing it out there is just, it's so exciting and heartwarming. You just are so pumped up for them. And I can only imagine where she's going to go from here, because she's unbelievable in making it to that stage and performing the way she has performed there. It's unbelievable, and so proud of her.
There's a couple more here for Gabby Hughes. Minnesota State's the opponent this weekend for the home opener, and you know this is a Mavericks team that showed great improvement last year. I'm sure you've already been made well aware of what they did Saturday, and it took Ohio State right to the limit. They had a 2-goal lead in the third period. This is a dangerous Mavericks team that you guys face on Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They continue to get better and better every single year, and their style of hockey changes here and there a little bit, but they're always such a gritty and physical team to play against, and it's always a super fun series when we get to have them come here when we go there. But definitely every single year they improve drastically.
I'm going to guess most of the nice people listening are Bulldog fans. They're probably well aware of the fact that you were not only a top three for the Patty Kaz last year, but you're also a finalist for the Hockey Humanitarian Award, largely for the work that you and your family have done with Sophie Squad. I still see the post every once in a while. What do you think is next for Sophie Squad and the tremendous work you guys have been doing?
Yeah, so we just finished up our first annual golf tournament with a 5K walk run, and it was absolutely fantastic. And we're in the process of learning from that and doing what we can do to get that better next year and more flowing super well and the name out there so we can have more people come in and raise some more money. But now throughout this winter season, as hockey approaches, just focusing in on our Hockey Hits Back events and continuing to just spread that awareness and our message that it's okay to not be okay, and talking about it is super beneficial and you're not alone. So I think just focusing in on those things and how we can continue to help people and the younger generation get through the struggles that they're going through.
The people around you are so proud of the work that you guys have done. I hope you know that, and it's very much appreciated. Thank you for the time. Best of luck this weekend. Can't wait to call some of your games this season.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Gabby Hughes, fifth-year center for the UMD women's hockey team. Again, it is a 6 o'clock start Friday, home opener against Minnesota State. It's a busy weekend. I know men's hockey is off, but there's a lot going on this weekend on campus. Soccer is home Friday and Sunday. Concordia on Friday. Minnesota State Mankato on Sunday at Mulaski Stadium. Football's home Saturday. Bulldogs get Mary on Saturday at noon. We'll have that game 11:30 pregame here on KDAL. And volleyball's home after 3 road wins in 5 days, 2 of them against top 10 opponents. Bulldog volleyball back at Romano Gym Friday night. It's the Pink Out game for breast cancer awareness. Friday night at 6 against Winona State at Romano Gym. And they'll play Upper Iowa Saturday at 4 o'clock at Romano Gym as well. So a Bulldog team that is 16-1 overall, 8-1 in the NSIC. We saw last time they were home, they were swept straight sets by the number one team in the country, Wayne State. And their response, they win at Southwest in 5 sets. They go to Sioux Falls and sweep them. And then last night, just an unbelievable match against St. Cloud State. Back and forth, the ebbs and flows are incredible. And the Bulldogs win it in 5 sets, 25-23, 25-23, 18-25, 17-25, 15-10. Head coach Jim Boos on the radio show tomorrow to discuss and preview the weekend with Winona State and Upper Iowa visiting. But a great response by this Bulldog team after getting the doors blown off a little bit by Wayne State at home a couple of weekends ago, to go on the road and win 3 in 5 days against that quality of competition. It says a lot about this Bulldog team. So, yes, men's hockey's off, but it's a busy weekend. UMDBulldogs.com has your hookup. Tickets for all those events can be had right now. 10:25, we visit with the head coach of the North Dakota men's hockey team, Brad Berry. Conversation we had back on NCHC Media Day, September 22nd. We continue our series of NCHC previews That's up next, 1026 on KDAL.
This is the Golden Gopher Daily Update. I'm Mike Krim. We'll talk University of Minnesota men's basketball after this.
Thrivent Financial and Gopher Football are once again joining with Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities to provide Thanksgiving food to families in need in our community. With your help, we will be collecting funds and food all season long so families won't go hungry this holiday season. Go to heartforhunger.org for more information on how you can help. That's heartforhunger.org to help families this holiday season.
Golden Gopher men's basketball practice got underway last week with the season opener about a month away. Head coach Ben Johnson says they're ready to go full steam ahead in year two of his tenure.
We're in a stage now where, you know, we got to kind of flip our mentality, in my opinion. I'm super excited about the crew that we have. I'm excited for a lot of reasons. One of them, so thankful for the guys that were here last year. I thought they did an unbelievable job setting the tone with the brand and the culture of Minnesota basketball. And it was a quick turnaround. It was a quick process to put that team together. But what they did laid the foundation for what these guys are going to build upon, and that's huge. And again, I look at this as kind of like the true fresh start, and that's not to take anything away from the team last year by any means. But this is a team where, all right, you know, we got to think more like winners.
That's Golden Gopher head men's basketball coach Ben Johnson. We'll hear more from him in tomorrow's report. For more info on Gopher basketball, including ticket information, log on to gophersports.com. That's the Golden Gopher Daily Update. I'm Mike Grimm.
The Bruce Siski Show.
Well, I'm 19 years old. My middle name is Courtney. I can always guess how many jelly beans are in a jelly bean jar, even if it's not right.
On 610 and FM 103.9, KDAO.
All right, quick time out here for news. 10:32, come back. Continue our NCHC previews. North Dakota head coach Brad Berry, kind enough to stop by our booth at Xcel Energy Center during NCHC Media Day. That conversation after the news on KDAL.
The Bruce Siski Show.
Why are your father's ashes in a coffee can?
Because he's dead, Peter.
I know that.
Don't you listen to anything that anybody else says?
I'm just saying normal people put remains in an urn.
This is vacuum sealed.
Ethan, you broke the seal when you poured out the coffee, and then you poured your father's remains in there, and then you closed it. That didn't reseal it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
On 610 and FM 103.9, KDAO.
10:37 tomorrow, Minnesota Wilderness coach Brett Skinner. They're home again this weekend in Cloquet. And UMD volleyball head coach Jim Boose off a great road trip for his squad. Right now, go back to NCHC Media Day in St. Paul, September 22nd. I caught up with all the NCHC coaches. Here's my chat with North Dakota head man Brad Berry.
All right, let's start with, first off, how was your summer? Do anything cool?
Recruiting, family, those two things.
From a recruiting standpoint, you know, how cool is it to get back out and actually see people again? I was talking to Brett Larson about that. It's been isolated for all this time. Now you're seeing colleagues and friends you probably haven't seen in person very much.
100%. I think it's outstanding. You know, getting back into the rinks again, getting to see people again, getting to see, you know, players again live. It's a big deal. And you know, when you talk about recruiting, you can do as much video as you work as you can. Nothing replicates seeing things live in a building. So. Biggest thing is being in front of people and conversing.
So last season obviously didn't end the way you were looking for it to end. Before it ended, though, you thought it might have ended, but it didn't end. And that was that crazy play in Albany with the clock issue and the replay that I forget how long it took. It took forever. That was a way longer review than any of us want to see in any sport. But take us through that part of it. Just how crazy was that? I know you're getting radio from upstairs that they thought it was going to be no goal, but what's going through your mind?
Well, just trying to get the guys to engage. You know, obviously it happened the elapsed time of the regulation time, and, you know, they went to video review. And I think the first thing, whether it's that long sequence or any other review period, is you got to keep your guys engaged. You know, that obviously could have ended our season. We ended up going into overtime anyways, but just trying to engage our guys on what that next play or being ready for that next play of the game is. And for me, it was just kind of getting guys around and just making sure that we just didn't lapse. And we got another life, and we went into overtime and eventually lost in overtime. But I don't know. It's just as a leader of a team, you're trying to get them engaged.
What were your takeaways from last season? You brought in 14 newcomers, and you won a league championship. There's not a lot of people can say that.
Yeah, and again, each and every year presents different challenges, and that was a challenge for us. You know, you lose a few guys every year, but we had that current roster, we had to bring in 14 guys. We had 9 freshmen and 5 transfers. And I think the biggest thing is trying to start as a team and trying to bind together as quick as you can, and I thought our guys did a good job of that. I think part of our leadership group was a big part of that, of doing it. Our league is so tough. It's hard and heavy. It's very competitive, and to try to bring everybody in a line of what you want to try to accomplish is a big deal, and I think a lot has to go to our leadership group in that locker room.
Mark Sendin is the main guy there. He's your captain again this year. I mentioned to him he's the first player in the storied history of your program to wear a letter 3 consecutive years. That says a lot.
Yeah, it does. And obviously the asterisk goes by the COVID year, the extra year of eligibility, but at the end of the day, he's earned it. And he's done a really good job of just kind of making sure that he's selfless, making sure that he's a guy that puts a team first all the time, and he does. And, you know, he did it at the high school level, he did it at the junior level, and finally here in college, he's having a chance to do it. And he has the utmost respect, not only from the players, but from our staff and from people around our community.
I heard somebody ask the GM of the Wild, Billy Guerin, about this, of, you know, do you actively go out and seek guys when you're looking at draft prospects and all that, guys that have been captains? Is that something that you're looking at actively when you're recruiting kids? You want a certain number of kids that have that lineage?
Yeah, again, absolutely. And I think it all goes back to, you know, some of the players that are patient of playing through all the different levels of hockey. You know, if you're a phenom of a player, I don't know if you ever get a chance to be a captain, because you keep moving up a level, and I don't think you get an opportunity to do that. But when you have some players that have played, you know, 2 or 3 years of junior, and then you play 4 or 5 years of college, you have that opportunity to showcase or show that leadership quality side of it. So, yeah, you want a little bit of everything in that group, but part of that is always trying to get 1 or 2 guys in a freshman class that have those leadership background or qualities.
Talking to North Dakota coach Brad Berry, Gavin Hayne is back, and it's great to see that he's back. He had some injury issues last year. How pleased are you to have him back and have him healthy again?
Yeah, well, pleased, you know, and having those conversations. Somebody asked me today about, you know, how did the process happen, you know, and both with Mark and Gavin, you know, having that extra year of eligibility on the table, you know, those were conversations we had halfway through the year, and not just getting to the end of the year and whatever, winning or losing or whatever, and then it's all over, and then you make a decision. Putting that in front of them, saying, hey, you know what, we'd love to have you back here. What are your thoughts? And, you know, it took a little bit of time, but at the end of the day, they got their head around it, and just having those guys back for a fifth year, it brings continuity, it brings sustainability as far as what you want to try to show the 4 young freshman forwards that we have coming into our group here of how we do things at North Dakota.
With Gavin back healthy, what kind of year do you think he can have on the ice?
Well, you know, up until his injury against Cornell, first weekend in the second half, he was lights out. Like, you know, Gavin's always a hard, heavy player that plays very well away from the puck, but his offensive game was coming around. Like, I think he was our second leading scorer going into that injury, and we greatly missed him through the second half of the season. But he's healthy now, 100%, and he looks really good in some of the preseason stuff that we're doing.
We know Tyler Kleven can hit. We know he can score goals. We've seen that, too. He's got that offensive ability. He can get pucks through traffic, which is not an easy thing for a lot of defensemen to do. What do you want to see him do next as he develops?
Well, I think the consistency side, right? And I think, you know, he's had some very, very good games, and he's had some games where he probably thinks he thought he could play better, and we probably think he could play better as well. And I think just being that consistently good player all the time, and he, don't get me wrong, he's been really good for us, but to take that next step to play pro hockey, you have to be a good, consistent player all the time, and I think that's part of it. And to me, like, man, just defending, like, his feet are so good in his reach. Like, he takes a lot of time and space away from the opposition, so just keep playing with a lot of pace and consistency and discipline.
A guy that hits as hard as he hits, do you see players consistently kind of attacking him differently because they know that that's a possibility?
Well, I think they know what he's on the ice, if you're asking asking that. Yeah. You know, like at the end of the day, I think, you know, they know when Tyler Cleven's on the ice. And I think the biggest thing is we want Tyler Cleven on the ice, you know, to have that impact and making sure that, you know, you don't take a needless penalty at key parts of the time. And that's part of the consistency side of it. So, again, like he knows that. He's coming back for his junior year. He's a high draft pick. And we know that, obviously, you know, playing with discipline and consistency is a big thing. And we're looking for big things on that way.
We saw this in Duluth with Nicky Wolf, where you've got a guy that hits the way that he hits.
Yep.
And you don't want him to, you know, obviously you want him on the ice. If he's in the locker room because he's been kicked out of a game, he does you no good whatsoever. But at the same time, you don't want him to change his game.
No, you don't. And that comes from the reading the play and having reads and, you know, the times of the game too. You know, like if you're up in a game by a couple of goals, you don't want to give the other team momentum with a penalty, right? Or a power play. So at the end of the day, I think it's having a situation where it's game management, where it's, you know, you have to have physical exertion, but again, it's a part where you have a good feel for what's going on.
You lose Jake Sanderson back there, and but you played a lot without Jake Sanderson last year, unfortunately. Just the injury bug that I've never seen a guy have the luck that guy had last season with your team. Again, I never saw him play in person for you.
You never did?
Not once, because I wasn't in Fargo for the regional. I called that from the station.
Yeah.
I did not see him play in person for North Dakota once in 2 years, which is incredible to think about.
Yeah, and again, and Duluth has some of those players come along through their program too. Those guys only come along so often, and they are game breakers, and you always want them to be on the ice. But again, he made the most of his opportunity at North Dakota, and you know what? I think he's going to have a long, successful career just because of the, number one, the person that he is, his work ethic and his attention to detail, but also his God-given skill.
You lose to Zach Driscoll in goal. You bring in Michigan State transfer Drew DeRitter. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, a guy that's experienced and seasoned. You know, obviously having communication of, you know, where he came from to where he's coming into now, and, you know, making sure his eyes are wide open. Like, obviously, he came from a very good league, but, you know, we feel the NCHC is the top league in the college country, or in the country as far as collegiate hockey. And knowing that each night is it's a grind, and it's a situation you got to be your best. And he's been at so far in what we've done in practice.
Unlike some teams in this league, you've got an experienced goaltender back in Jacob Helston. What did you see from him last year, and what have you seen so far this fall? Are they kind of pushing each other a little bit?
They are. They absolutely are. And it's healthy. And Jacob Helston came in as a first time over in North America, coming over from Sweden, not knowing kind of what the college game is about. And now having a time to come in this summer and train for 5 weeks and be in part of our group, you know, his body looks stronger. He looks really confident in everything he does. And you know what? He did pretty well in the games he did play last year. And now he will get opportunity this year. So it's a situation where we have two good goaltenders.
You already talked about this league. And I've mentioned this to other coaches. The bottom's coming up. Mm-hmm. The top is not getting – it's not like the top's coming down. The top teams are still very, very good.
Yeah.
But here comes the bottom, it feels like. Yeah. And is this league somehow getting tougher every year?
Well, for sure it is. And I think it goes to the body of work. We're going into our 10th year right now. And I think, you know, 10 years ago, everybody's going like, what's that conference going to look like, right? But look at the national championships that our members have accumulated here, the conference championships. Like, it's something where players want to come to play in the NCHC. And when you talk about the bottom coming up, you know, if players can't go to North Dakota or Duluth or St. Cloud or wherever that is, they say, well, I want to play in the league somewhere, right? And they say, well, I want to play in the NCHC. That makes our league better. And that's why you're seeing the parity in our league.
Visiting with North Dakota coach Brad Berry. So, you know, your team, I think, a lot like UMV, had some struggles at times to score last season. How do you rectify that? Is it a matter of just internal improvement with some of your guys? Or is there maybe some systemic changes you want to make?
I think a little of everything. I think some improvements as far as some of our structure 5-on-5 and power play a little bit, but I think mostly of trying to put combinations together that feed off each other and have some chemistry and work and not being closed-minded in the fact that, you know, doing it time and time again without success of having the offensive side of it. You know, maybe changing a line here and there, maybe throwing a guy in and out every now and then. And it keeps guys on their toes. And I think that's a big part of it.
When I mentioned this to Mark Senden, we talked to him, you know, you guys go on the road and you walk out there and you got to be looking around thinking, holy smokes, look at all these people in green. This is awesome. Is there a road environment maybe that's a little bit better than others for your fans that you've noticed over the years?
Going into a place on the road?
Yeah, you walk into somebody else's building, you're like, holy cow, look at all of our fans.
Yeah, you know what? I think one area, obviously, you know, Duluth fans come to our building. Ours go to your building. It's so close, right? Four and a half hours. But when we go into Denver, we have a lot of alumni in the Denver area, a lot of alumni. And when we go into Magnus Arena, like, man, it's... it's awesome where our fans are outpouring in that area, because it's a long way away from Grand Forks, North Dakota, and just to see the outpouring in Denver is awesome.
And Mark said, it's they don't take that for granted, that they appreciate that, and that makes them want to play harder.
100%. Absolutely. When you think about this day and age, especially how much money people spend and the time commitment that they do to travel to watch us or any other program that they have an affiliation with, it says a lot, and it means a lot to those guys in that locker room.
So last year, the year before last, I guess now, we had the 5 overtime game. They changed the rule now, 3-day regionals. They changed the rule so you guys get your timeout back if a game goes multiple overtime, to get a timeout for every overtime. Last year, of course, the hit from behind in the UMD tournament game involving Kaiser and Hallinan from Michigan Tech, he gets kicked out, and that's a whole thing. Now you get that rule change, and it's a great move, I think. We'll see how it works out during the season. What rule needs to be changed? We can try to set something up during the season, because UMD's been involved the last couple major rule changes.
Yeah. You know what? I think they're doing a good job of adapting. When you just talked about all the different scenarios and adapting to it, the offside rule going to the NHL rule, that's another one. The one that I do not want to see, I got a son playing youth hockey, and I do not want to see, if you're on the penalty kill and you ice the puck, it's an icing call.
Oh, thank you. Like, thank you for saying that.
I do not want to see that. And at the end of the day, it's a USA Hockey rule, and I know why they're doing it. It's to have control of the puck and making plays, and that's awesome. But let's not put that into the college or the pro game.
I agree wholeheartedly. North Dakota coach Brad Berry. Couple more of those. We'll run those on Friday. We'll get ready for the NCHC season. Everybody kicks off by Friday. Wrap it up in a moment. 1050 KDAL.